This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. A state of emergency has been declared in 20 eastern Washington counties because of multiple wildfires that threaten several hundred homes. Janet Pierce does community outreach and environmental education for the Washington State Department of Natural Resources. She joins us today from Olympia. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Ross.
Janet, when did the wildfires begin, and do we know what the causes were?
Well, the wildfires really popped up over the weekend. We had a little lightning bust and had some spot fires, and now we have, just south of Twisp, we have something that we're calling a Carlton complex. And we call it a complex because the resources are battling three little wildfires within that area. And we have one wildfire that's 2,400 acres, one that's 25 acres, and one that's 5 acres, all within the same vicinity.
Why was a state of emergency called for these 20 eastern Washington counties?
Well, we've been having these red flag warnings pop up, and the winds increase our fire severity. So if there is a little fire going, it's really going to make it extreme. And our resources are being stretched thin already, which we typically, you know, the end of August or so, that's when we see a lot of wildfire activity. So it kind of started a little bit earlier this year on us.
Wildfires are pretty common this time of year. How would you compare the season so far to what we've experienced in recent years?
This season is a bad one, but, you know, in Washington we have had bad ones in the past. So I can't say this is any worse than usual, but we will know more as the season goes on. But it's not looking good. We need people to help us out.
And how can people help you out? What are your recommendations for people to do if they live in wildfire-prone areas?
Well, here is an important phone number. I know you're supposed to call 911 for any emergency, and that's great. That'll suffice. But if you can call directly to our dispatch, it's an 800 number, and it's 562-6010. And then we can get some resources directly on it. And we appreciate when people call and report smoke. It might be, you know, copying from other people. You know, everybody's going to be calling about one fire. But we appreciate that because then we can get out there and get on it.
Could you repeat that number for people who just picked up a pencil?
Sure. It's 800-562-6010.
Besides calling you, are there other things that people can do to maybe protect their homes?
That's very important. There is something called defensible space that any homeowner needs to have around their home. Now, if they go to firewise.org, it's a wonderful website to give you tips on what defensible space is and how to create it. Now, if you don't have defensible space, our firefighters cannot get in there to safely save your home. So if you create that defensible space, you've got a better chance of us saving your home.
So this is like clearing away brush and flammable things from right around the house?
Yes, don't put the wood pile up to your house, and clean out the gutters and make sure the roof is clean, and prune the trees up. And firewise.org will tell you specific information to how to do that.
Hey, Janet, thanks so much for your time. We'll let you get back to work. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Ross. Okay, bye-bye.
Janet Pierce does community outreach and environmental education for the Washington State Department of Natural Resources. Well, last week, a wildfire swept through the Mills Canyon area of eastern Washington. It's now 40% contained. Michael Fischbacher is a designer at North Cascades Heating and Air Conditioning, and Michael lives near the town of Entiat, Washington, about halfway between Lake Chelan and Wenatchee, only miles from the wildfire. Last Tuesday, Michael got a level 1 evacuation notice from the local sheriff. By Wednesday, it was level 3. I talked to Michael this morning.
They actually asked me to really leave when the fire got to about a quarter of a mile or so behind my house, so I jumped in the car and took off, and then they let me back in. I drove by Thursday morning, and I was able to at least see it, and the fire crews were still on site. Thursday night after work, I was actually able to get in the house and start putting things back together. The fire was not done at that point. There were still trees behind the house that were smoldering, but it was definitely better, and now the fire is well burned past my house, and there's no way it can come back because there's nothing for it to burn.
Your house was in good shape.
Yeah, no damage to the house. The fire crews did great. We have to thank those guys for sure. They've done a good job. I don't think there's been many structures actually that went up, and it's probably due to their diligence.
Michael, how long have you lived there near Entiat?
A couple of years now.
Have you ever had to evacuate before?
No, that is by far the closest I've ever been to any kind of a forest fire like that.
Must have been kind of nerve-wracking to leave your house with a forest fire a quarter mile away and wondering if you'd get back and have it still be there.
Yeah, more than just a little bit, I would say. it took definitely a lot of effort to try and stay calm and relaxed and not just totally lose face. And, you know, the fire crews, they don't have time to deal with me wigging out.
Were you wigging out a little bit?
I think I did pretty good. I just asked questions, tried to stay real calm. It wasn't until I actually left and was not around anybody that I let myself kind of go.
What was it like to see the wildfire a quarter mile away from your house?
You could see where the smoke was changing, how it was coming over the hill, and you could tell it was moving. As the wind came down the valley, you could feel gusts of much hotter than the 90-something to 100 degrees that the temperature was outside anyway.
That must have been like a furnace.
It definitely was like a furnace. It was incredibly hot.
Michael Fischbacher telling us what it was like to come very close to the Mills Canyon fire. He says the smell of smoke is still in the air, but the skies have cleared up, leaving blackened hills behind. You can find more links with more information about the wildfires in eastern Washington and what you can do to protect your house at our website, KUOW.org. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record on KUOW.